thing. All right, what else do you got, Isaac?
Well, I've got an update from an old conspiracy, and there's nothing better than that.
Vince Foster?
No, I wish. This is Clint Curtis.
Oh.
You may remember Clint Curtis.
We interviewed Clint Curtis.
Yes, indeed. And Clint Curtis was this Florida software programmer who, back in December, it was revealed by bradblog.com.
That's right.
And
it's coming back to me now.
Yes, you remember all this. And then it was publicized through blackboxvoting.org, largely.
Right. And unfiltered on Air America Radio.
What? Oh, right, yeah. That he gave...
Has anybody ever heard of Rachel Maddow?
I have.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
When did he say that, by the way?
Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So he gave a sworn affidavit in 2001 and then gave testimony before a House committee recently, in December or January, saying that a Republican Florida congressman had asked him to create software that would rig the vote
in South
Florida. I
remember that, right, okay.
This was back in 2001. But the story goes much deeper than that, it turns out. There was a great deal of other things in this affidavit, including that the company that Clint Curtis worked for had this very lucrative illegal contract with the Florida Department of Transportation, secured for the company by this congressman, Tom Feeney, who was also the legal counsel for this company, Yang Enterprises. It's all a little convoluted.
So the new development is that it's the same affidavit that we learned about in December, but more details of the affidavit are now being explored?
Well, the new development is even better. It involves a mysterious suicide.
Oh.
Because the original inspector general from Florida, who investigated Clint Curtis's claims about his company, Yang Enterprises, and its illegal dealings with Tom Feeney, who was then Speaker of the Florida House and is now a congressman, his original investigator, according to Clint Curtis, called him in mid-2003 and said, "This story, the corruption goes all the way to the top, and you're really going to be pleased it's going to hit the news in a few weeks." Well, 2 weeks later, he was found dead, this inspector general, in a Valdosta, Georgia motel room, and it was ruled a suicide, and the case was closed. The new development from bradblog.com is that Brad from Bradblog has been talking to the Valdosta, Georgia Police Department over the months, and they recently told him that they actually reopened the case in December.
Of the suicide.
They were not convinced it was actually a suicide. And then they quickly reclosed it, according to the police department, after speaking to someone in the Florida Department of Transportation. And so the question is, what could someone in the Florida Department of Transportation possibly have to say to the Valdosta, Georgia Police Department that would make them reclose a case of a mysterious suicide?
And what made them reopen it?
Indeed.
Wow, that's a good one. How many tinfoil hats?
I'm going to give that one, I have to give it three, because I find it highly dubious that it will ever make it to the mainstream media, but it does certainly seem like there's more to this story than was originally reported.
And Brad Blog is where it's still being reported. That's
Brad Blog,
so far.
Yes, this it hit Brad Blog on Tuesday, I believe.
Excellent.
And it's still there.
Bradblog.com.
Bradblog.com.
Isaac Davy Aronson bringing us tomorrow's news today. Excellent work, Isaac. Looking forward to the segment every week here on Unfiltered.
Thank you very much.
And now I'm going to chain you to the desk and make you stick around for the Unfiltered quiz. You don't mind, do you?
No, I'm actually already chained. Oh.
Sorry. I should have let you know. This is Unfiltered Air America Radio.
Air America Radio's Unfiltered with Rachel Maddow.